On the following night, the other goblins came. You know, one had six heads. It's pretty ugly. But not as ugly as the one that had three eyes. All were terrible. They were fierce. They growled. They roared. They charged.
Yeah, but you know something? What? Each night, Herschel lit the Hanukkah candles.
That's right. I lit them.
Yep. And he fooled them all.
That's right. And finally, the seventh night arrived. Eight tiny candles flickered on the windowsill.
And you know something?
I sat down. I wanted to enjoy their light. And then, suddenly what? I started getting kind of sleepy.
Yes, you fell asleep.
I fell asleep.
Yes.
Then,
suddenly,
I woke. What was outside?
He heard a horrible sound.
A red sleigh and eight tiny reindeer.
Happy Hanukkah! Herschel of Ostropol!
Who is that? Who is that person?
Don't you know who I am? I am the King of Goblins! Who were you expecting?
That's not very funny.
The voice rose to a hurricane roar. It ripped the shingles from the synagogue roof and shattered the windows. The Hanukkah candles reeled in the savage blast, but they did not go out.
You're too early. You're not supposed to be here till tomorrow, Mr. King of the Goblins.
The great wind died down.
Don't worry, Herschel. I am far away, but I have the power to see you and to speak to you. Enjoy this Hanukkah evening, my friend. It will be your last. Tomorrow night, I will come for you. You fooled my slaves, the other goblins. Let's see if you can fool me.
Poor Herschel. What was he to do? The King of the Goblins was on his way, and no power on earth could stop him. Unless Herschel had an idea.
Wait, I've got an idea. It's a big chance, but I think it could work. Listen to this.
It was the last night of Hanukkah. Herschel set the candles in the menorah, but instead of placing it on the windowsill, he put the menorah in the box of matches on a small table near the door. Then he sat down to wait. Night fell. It grew dark as pitch inside the gloomy old synagogue. Outside, the whole world lay cold and silent. Suddenly, a great gust ripped through the synagogue door. The whole building shook. A fearsome voice spoke.
Oh, no. I'm afraid it couldn't be, could it?
Herschel of Ostropol! It is I, the King of the Goblins!
Don't be silly! You're just one of the boys from the village. You're trying to scare me or something.
I'm not a boy! I'm the King of the Goblins!
Yeah. Sure. I'll believe that when I see it. Show me!
Behold, I stand before you. Do you believe me now?
All right, in the darkness, I tried not to look. I could see the outline of the monstrous shape filling the doorway. It was pretty much too horrible to describe. But I pretended. It's too dark. I just can't see anything. You know, there's a candlestick and some matches by the doorway. Why don't you light a few candles? Then I'll see you really good.
Indeed you shall.
A match flared. The shamash candle caught the flame. Herschel's blood turned to water at the awful sight before him. But he did not lose courage. He quietly prayed.
Master of the world, thou who created the heavens and the earth and the spirits of the air, stand by me now. It's still too dark. What are you afraid of? Look, there's plenty of candles. Why not light them all?
A hideous hand took the shamash candle and lit the others one by one. Herschel felt himself growing faint, but he forced himself to look. His eyes grew wider and wider as each candle caught the flame.
Six.
Seven, eight. The King of Goblins stood before him.
Now, Herschel, do you know who I am?
Well, I know you're not Queen Esther.
Very funny. Enjoy the joke. It will be your last.
That's what you think. Be gone, or I'll have to take a stick to you.
How dare you speak to the King of Goblins that way?
I'll speak to you any way I please. You have no power over me or the people. Your spell, you see, it's broken. You're Meshuga.
The King of the Goblins roared with fury. The earth trembled, and a mighty wind arose. It ripped off the synagogue roof and blew down the walls.
Oh, there goes the roof. There goes the walls.
Debris.
This is gonna cost a fortune.
It splintered the great timbers and scattered them like matchsticks. Around the menorah, the whirlwind howled. But the candles never flickered.
Look, the candles, they're not even flickering.
They burned with a clear, steady flame. The king of the goblins had no power over them. The spirit of Hanukkah had triumphed. Herschel waited until the last candle burned out. Then he started down the road.
He's on down the road. I'd better hurry, he thought. I don't want to miss the last night of Hanukkah.
But there was no reason to worry. In every window, there stood a menorah with 9 gleaming candles to light the way. The
yes.
whole village was waiting for
yes.
him.
And
Yay!
They all stood there and sang, Macho, Macho Man. Thank you, Howie. That was a good story.
That was pretty good.
Herschel and the Hanukkah Goblins
yes,
by Eric Kimmel.
It was one of my favorites.
Good job, and you did a good job.
Hey, let's go eat some potato latkes.
I'm on my way.
Okay. What do you celebrate this time of year?
Hanukkah and Christmas.
Do you? So what do you do special for Hanukkah?
Play a dreidel game.
What do you like most about Hanukkah?
Probably the dreidel and the latkes.
Happy Hanukkah!
It's magic. Just for grins and giggles. Have a fun holiday. Keep listening to Magic 107. Our holiday present to you from Micropower Radio, the one that cares about the community.
It's Pirate Radio.
Howard?
Yes?
This is like magic, isn't it?
This is Magic 107. 107.5 FM. And how you doing, Tom?
Hey, I'm here.
What'd you think of our little skit? That
if the lines were open, I would call the Guthrie just so that they can cancel the plans for next year's Christmas carol.
And we'll do the Herschel Hanukkah story.
Huh? Think of the money they'd save. Just the two of you guys for that cast of thousands.
Think of the money they'd lose.
Well, yeah.
On ticket sales.
Yeah. You know, it's never too early to start thinking about next Christmas.
And why would we do that?
Because I have my gifts all planned. Frisbees made of bread
dough. A big dollar store will never go out of business because of you.
Frisbees made of bread dough.
How's it working over
Tommy's
there?
Tommy's been trying to do the new bread maker thing all...
Yeah.
But it's not working, huh?
Well, it was resting a lot longer than I thought it should. But
really? You know, they have a special line for that. I don't know if you knew that.
The bread dough line?
Telephone line, yeah. It's 1-888.
Yeah.
Gimmick.
Gimmick.
Seriously, yeah. Rhonda was listening to us all the way over in Stillwater today. So,
where is Rhonda now?
Rhonda is driving the streets looking for action. Hey, over here, Rhonda.
Rhonda never sleeps, does she?
I don't know. Rhonda is a dear.
I think I'm going to meet Rhonda.
Help me, Rhonda.
Face to face.
By the way, we want to. If you've been listening today and you kind of think this is cute, and I think the biggest thing is that...
If you've been listening today and you think I'm cute...
What we've been doing here is Micropower Radio. We're trying to address the issue that regular citizens like you and I should be able to be on the air as a part of our First Amendment rights. That was it, Tom Jefferson?
Well, he was
another
one
guy
of them.
Named Tom.
Yeah, he
helped
was one
write.
Of them.
Yeah,
I believe so.
Yeah. Many, many years ago. I mean, he didn't probably have the foresight to realize that we'd have all these different forms. But back then, it was publishing, right?
That's right.
It was writing.
And Benjamin Franklin, he was flying kites.
Yeah.
He could have had a transmitter.
If you think that Micropower Radio is something that you'd like to see in your community, for instance, you know, all the commercial stations, like I said, Rock 101 this morning, 7 o'clock in the morning, they're playing, Highway to Hell. You know, they're not thinking about the community. Small Micropower radio stations will be considering the community, considering all areas of religion, all areas of issues, political and otherwise, and
the dog agrees with you.
And yeah, the dog is very excited.
Yeah,
yes.
All you have to do is put
the RCA dog.
Put the dog up by the speaker, and I'll go puppy, 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 and the dog will just go nuts.
I think most people think that this is cool. You know, I don't know anybody that's against it that's in the public. You know,
yeah.
Well, what do you think?
People in the public just. How are you and I know that? Because we've been doing this all summer. When you do it, they think it's the most natural thing in the world.
I think the most frightening thing about what you just said is the fact that you associated yourself as a regular citizen.
That's right. I try to get serious here, but no.
No. What can people do if they enjoy this kind of programming and want it to continue
Tom,
and
to think I let you interview Barbara Carlson?
Yeah.
My God.
Well, yeah.
Senator Paul Wellstone is pretty hot on this issue. Mm-hmm. And he's not real hot. He's kind of lukewarm hot, and I'm sure he could use some more letters. Cards, letters, whatever.
Uh-huh.
Send money. Don't send
money.
Yeah, 2250 University Avenue West, Suite 100, St. Paul, Minnesota. Write Paul Wellstone and say, look, go to the government for us and tell you know, them to get out of our airwaves.
Now, if we were in...
This is our airwaves over Minneapolis and St. Paul. This isn't right. Some federal airwaves.
If, Charlie, seriously, if we were in Canada, aside from the fact that there would be no litter, would this be legal?
Oh, yeah. Actually, Canada has done that. They've legalized micropower broadcasting for regular citizens.
Mm-hmm.
And you can be licensed for a short period of time or an indefinite period of time.
And there are many people out there saying, well, why don't you go to Canada then?
Well, we tried that back in the 60s.
Coast is clear. You can come back now, Charlie.
Oh, I need to give Wellstone's address again.
Please do.
I didn't give the zip code either, I don't think. 2250 University Avenue West, Suite 100, St. Paul, Minnesota, 55114. Think about the things that you've heard on the air today. We actually went out into public. We talked to people about their Christmas wishes, their Christmas memories. We've visited with children to kind of bring back, you know, because the magic of Christmas really is children. And that's why, in fact, Howie came up with the name Magic for the station. Because the magic of the holiday is in children.
I think so.
whether no matter what. Did you hear Hamada when he was talking about Ramadan? And then
that was wonderful.
And then Mike came by, little Mike, who's about 14 now or something like that. And I guess he's celebrating his first or second Ramadan. And did you hear him, though? He was beaming. Oh, he's such a good boy.
Yeah.
He's a good boy. Oh, and he is going to be good, and he's going to celebrate. See, it doesn't matter what religion, what background, what creed.
Can we tell people where that little convenience store is, or would that be inappropriate?
Actually, that was, what would that be, like a commercial thing? We're swearing off commercialism here, huh?
Yeah, did you get paid from them?
Those are a great bunch of people. Yeah. They're over at a little place called Cup, C-U-P. Foods over on the south side of Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm. Nice
and,
people.
Where is it? Somewhere around 38th and wow. Chicago.
Chicago, right? Yeah.
Chicago. And so thank you, guys. I think they probably got the station tuned in today. Thank you so much.